Welcome to the HR Chat Show, one of the world's most downloaded and shared podcasts designed for HR pros, talent execs, tech enthusiasts, and business leaders. For hundreds more episodes and what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.
Welcome to another episode of the HR Chat Show. I'm your host today, Bill Bannum. And in this episode, we're going to explore ways to create a meaningful talent experience. That sounds nice, doesn't it, listeners? My awesome guest today is Asia Wellington, Chief People Officer over at the National Society of Leadership and Success. In her role, Asia extends the organization's commitment to building leaders who make a better world. Asia, it's my pleasure to welcome you to the HR Chat Show today.
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much. Really happy to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here, Asia. Let's get straight into it then, shall we? Beyond my reintroduction in just a moment ago, why don't you start by introducing yourself a bit more to our audience and telling them a bit about the National Society of Leadership and Success?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Bill. So my name is Asia Wellington, and I'm honored to be the Chief People Officer for the National Society for Leadership and Success. We're the largest leadership honor society with over 1.5 million members. We have impact in across 50 different states. And our mission really is to build leaders who make a better world, quite simply. And we do that through specializing in leadership development products and services that are scalable and easily accessible to many so that they can then go on and do great things in the world. We're committed to helping people to become sort of lifelong learners. We recognize that learning occurs over a period of time. And then we also recognize and support that everybody has potential. With the right nurturing, with the right resources, with the right support, everybody can really get to that, you know, maximizing their true potential. I've been in my role for about a year now, actually. So I joined a year ago, and it's been quite a journey to really sort of creating that real talent value proposition for the organization. And I'm super excited to be here with you to talk more.
Excellent. Just a quick follow-up on that, Asia. In 30 seconds or less, what do you love the most about your job?
So I was born to be working with people. And so the thing that I love about my job is that every day I can impact somebody and help them to be successful. And it's, you know, done sort of through some coaching. It's done through support. It's done through providing leadership development resources to individuals in the organization. But every day I'm able to move the needle and help somebody to really maximize their potential.
Let's get into the main focus of today's conversation, and let's start with a definition, shall we? Asia, for you, what does authenticity mean in the workplace?
Authenticity to me in the workplace is about the ability for somebody to bring their true sort of personality, their spirit, their character to work. And for it to be, you know, understood and accepted. I think it recognizes that, you know, we all have unique backgrounds and experiences, and that we can choose to or not choose to share those with the world. And so it's, for me, a place where you can really show up and be who you are.
And do you think that we're now seeing new levels of authenticity in the workplace compared to, say, pre-pandemic times? Do you think that one of the big lessons from the pandemic, Asia, was that it taught us all to be a bit more human and to be a bit more authentic?
Yeah, I definitely think that. I think that there was a blending of personal and professional lives, right, as a result of the pandemic, where you saw people having to, you know, work and take care of their family and survive and, you know, attempt to thrive during the pandemic. And I think that it made everything okay. It made being who we really are okay, and how we show up okay. Today, I still have a team member who has a little one at home, and we love to see that little one on camera. And pre-pandemic, that would never have been heard of. And we've just made it okay. And people are more comfortable in how they've sort of blended and merge their two worlds.
Are you looking to modernize your HR platform or integrate with an off-the-shelf technology? Are you focusing on the tech needs of your HR team to make them future-ready? Whatever your needs may be, an HR technology partner can help you understand your requirements better. Harbinger is a leader in HR tech with decades of experience in providing HR solutions to enterprises and HR product companies. Learn more at harbingergroup.com.
I would definitely agree with that. Okay, so how can employers encourage authenticity among their employees then? I guess, you know, culture starts at the top, does it? If that's the case, what can employers do to get it right?
So I think it's leading by example, right? So I have a really pivotal role in the organization. And so I choose to show up as my true self every day. And I think that that firstly sets an example. It creates an environment of safety. It allows people to see that I'm a human too, right? I get nervous. I have to prepare. I make mistakes. I can apologize, and I think that it normalizes, right, the who we are. At our executive team level, we have one of our ground rules about how we sort of conduct ourselves in our meetings is no false bravado. And for me, that is about authenticity, right? It's like I know that I'm at the executive table today delivering something or, you know, sort of speaking about my area of expertise and my purview in the organization. And I may not have all of it figured out. There may be areas that things need improving. And at that table, I can say all of that because we are open to and supportive of no false bravado. And so I think it starts at the top, right? It starts with individuals in roles like mine being a sponsor of it. And then I think it permeates down to the next level and then hopefully gets to that front line.
Thanks for tuning in to the HR Chat Podcast. If you're enjoying this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you could subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. And now, back to the conversation.
And what are some of the long-term benefits, Asia, of an authentic workplace culture then? You know, how's that going to set up a company for success in the longer term if the conversations that are being had internally are meaningful, are authentic, are genuine, and people can genuinely connect with each other and with the employer brand?
So I think for us, it's about, you know, the opportunity there is that improving overall workplace well-being, right? So if people feel like they can show up and be their true selves, if they feel like they can own up to a mistake, if they feel like they can be accountable, you know, if they feel that there's safety in the environment, you know, for them to learn, then they will overall be, you know, we will be well as an organization. And this will lead to higher productivity and hopefully less turnover. I think that, you know, authentic workplaces are better able to recruit and retain diverse talent, right? We become that employer of choice. And then I think that it improves overall engagement, efficiency and output, right? So we're working together collectively rather than working, you know, individualistically or in silos. So I think that it will ultimately improve the health and well-being of the organization, enable us to really bring to the organization a diverse talent pool, and then it will ultimately help us to deliver on our business results.
Okay, I guess my next question is around the lines of prove it. And what I mean by that is, can you maybe name any businesses that are achieving greater success after creating a more authentic workplace to Asia? Can you offer some use cases of awesome brands out there getting it right?
So I think we're on a journey to becoming a great place to work organization. And I think you just have to look at those lists. When you think about great places to work, there are organizations that really care for their employees, that support their employees, that are really focused on creating an environment where people can really show up and do their best. I think of like consulting firms like Slalom and Accenture, who have such a diverse workforce, global diverse workforce, and you'll see that they are, recognizing people's backgrounds and experiences and leveraging those to help drive business results.
This episode of the HR Chat Podcast is supported by Holistic AI, a software solution for AI risk management and auditing. Holistic AI is the platform provider for those wanting to harness AI ethically and safely. We help clients to monitor and evidence AI compliance with changing regulations and standards. Global companies already trusting Holistic AI to manage AI risks include Unilever, MindBridge, Jobite, and Starling Bank. Learn more at holisticai.com.
And what practical actions can leaders take today, right now, to encourage authenticity then, Asia? Perhaps as we look to come towards the end of this particular interview already, you can offer some practical examples, some practical tips there.
A way forward is, right, so we're like, bring your whole self to work, but like, what does that actually mean, right? And I think that it's providing some level of structure around that, so providing a language and a forum for a way that authenticity can show up in the organization, whether it's through an employee resource group or it's by prioritizing some, issues or challenges at the senior leadership level. Other things we could do are around an open invitation to celebrate unique differences. So for religious events and things like that, they don't always have to just apply to those that are practicing that religious faith. I think including everybody to be a part of it as a learning opportunity can really be positive. Leveraging, we're in the leadership development business, so leveraging tools like personality assessments, leadership assessments to increase self-knowledge about what the individual brings to the table and ways in which they can articulate those unique differences and strengths to the greater organization. Again, infusing sort of those practices into leadership development programs to instill confidence, ways in which to effectively communicate can really help to be help that person to be successful in the organization. One that I really am tapped into is about helping team members to navigate and move past feelings of imposter syndrome. So, it's where you feel a lack of confidence, right? They don't feel confident or competent regardless of their success or regardless of how they're sort of showing up to the exterior world, and helping people to sort of move past that. Because if we can challenge that, help people to challenge their sort of fears around imposter syndrome, then we'll have a better outcome for the business. So those are a couple of things that I think that we can all do as leaders.
Genos North America is a global team of changemakers using emotional intelligence to enhance how we connect, communicate, and collaborate at work. And we are proud to support this episode of the HR Chat Podcast. Transforming essential people skills at work makes a difference to people's relationships outside of the workplace. Using our tools, people become better parents, partners, siblings, and friends. That's why we call our work game-changing for business and life-changing for people. Learn more at genosnorthamerica.com.
Asia, we are pretty much at the end of this conversation already. Bill, I don't want it to end. I know, Asia, I'm sorry, but that's just the format here. We'll have to get you on again in the future. Before we do wrap up, though, how can our listeners connect with you? So maybe that's through LinkedIn, maybe you want to share your email address, maybe a super cool and on Instagram and Twitter and places. And of course, how can they learn more about all the cool things happening over at the National Society of Leadership and Success?
So I love that you'll probably have somebody in your network that you know who is an existing member or is a new member. So I think the first thing to do is get connected with the NSLS, learn more about us at our website, and then reach out to your community, because I can guarantee that you will know somebody who's been impacted by our product in one way, shape, or form. So that's the first thing. So get connected with us, learn more about our program, and then reach out to your community to learn, to see if you know anybody who's been a part of our program. And then you can connect with me through our webpage directly and on LinkedIn.
Excellent. Well, that just leaves me to say for today, Asia, I've enjoyed my conversation with you. Thank you very much for being my guest on this episode of the HR Chat Show.
Thank you so much, Bill. So happy to be here.
And listeners, as always, until next time, happy working.
Thanks for listening to the HR Chat Show. If you enjoyed this episode, why not subscribe and listen to some of the hundreds of episodes published by HR Gazette? And remember, for what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.